It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. Thank you to all our hardworking teachers, especially after this weird pandemic year we've had. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good year. It hasn't been a fun, easy time, that's for sure. Not an easy job to do in any circumstances,
regular times,
for real. But,
yeah,
you know, obviously things a little bit crazier this year.
Teaching for 8 hours with a mask on or trying to get a six-year-old to sit through a Zoom session so you could read them a book. Like, so much credit.
Nearly impossible.
Yeah. So I was a high school teacher. I was a high school English teacher for a few years, and I didn't make it. Like I always say, like it wasn't for me, you know?
It's one of the few things that you will admit that you were defeated a bit by.
I remember my husband being like, well, you're going to keep your certifications intact. I go, no, I'm never going back to a classroom.
Not ever.
But you want to know what, Raven?
Mm.
It wasn't really the students. It was the parents. It's the parents that broke me.
Yeah.
And I'm still obviously friends with a lot of teachers now.
Sure.
One of my best girlfriends, Jessica, she's a science high school teacher. She called me yesterday. She's like, I got a vent. I'm like, go for it. And she was like, I got a call from a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's upset that her son is failing class. I go, why is he failing? So he has opted to be remote. He has not signed in 80 times this year. 80 times.
Wow.
He has missed her class. So
well, clearly it's the teacher's fault.
It's her fault.
Right.
Right. What's wrong with your Wi-Fi? And she's like, well, you know, it's really hard when they're home. And she's like, right, but you opted for remote and you're not coming in and he's not signing on.
Right.
Like, how do I know that he's doing anything? He doesn't sign in, you know, doesn't send in the appropriate paperwork. And she was like, well, because he can't sign on. Well, like, whose problem is that?
Right.
And I was thinking about it because when I was a high school teacher, I'll never forget it. It's like, you know, parents are advocates for their kids, as
sure,
they should be.
Of course.
I'm a parent. I'm an advocate for my child. I'm sure there are plenty of times where I've been crazy town. But I'll never forget that one time I was at the gym and I was on elliptical. And I am huffing and puffing.
I'm
going for it. And a mom walks in. And she waves at me, and I went, hey, you know, I recognized her.
Sure.
And she gets on the elliptical next to me.
Right.
And she started asking me about a project that they were working on and how her daughter was doing on the project.
I can't stand this when people want to talk at the gym.
Right.
Like, how can you do? You're out of breath.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. There's not many pieces of equipment that I've still got enough air in me to have a conversation while working out.
She needs to learn how to cite her works. She's having a hard time with citing. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing. And I think for a lot of teachers, you have that issue when you got to deal with the parents, you know, besides just the kids.
Sure, sure. I mean, not to say that every teacher is perfect, because
no,
we know that there's good and bad with that too. But I would say that the odds are on that, you know, there's more crazy parents than there are teachers.
And that's why the floor is all yours. Parents, 1-800-330-9999. You're going to want to close your ears because we are opening up the floor to all teachers. What is the most awkward or just plain dumb thing a parent has ever said to you? And don't worry, if you want us to disguise your voice, we will. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. Thank you to all our teachers. I mean, always you're thankful for your teachers, but this year more than ever, especially as a parent, seeing what they have to deal with the remote and the online and who can't log on and who stays on mute. And now they don't even put their videos on anymore. You have no idea what's going on. Oh, it's tough out there.
I mean, truth is it's not an easy job in the best of times, but over the past year and a half, obviously, it's been a little bit more challenging. We know that one of the craziest things that you deal with as a teacher, it's not actually the students. I mean, they can be trouble, sure, but they're just kids. A lot of times it's the parents.
Right. And I've been on both sides because I was a high school teacher and now I'm a parent. But I got to say, I felt like the dumb parent not too long ago. Dakota, my little one, she's going to be starting preschool in September, but she has to be potty trained,
mm-hmm,
right?
Sure.
And she's not. So I'm starting to get worried as we're getting closer. So I called the principal and I said, if she's not potty trained, you know, well,
what happens?
What happens?
Right.
And she's like, you mean if she has an accident? I go, yeah. She goes, we'll clean her. I was like, we can let her sit in filth.
But what if there's 5 accidents a day? Do they send her back for retraining?
Oh my God. I felt like I'm the dumb parent right now. I'm 100% the dumb parent. Teachers, what is the dumbest thing that a parent has ever asked you or the most awkward situation you've ever been in with a parent? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I work in a very small school, and we have a very nice, close-knit community. And we suspected that one of the children, a young kindergartner, possibly had a UTI. So I called the parent and told them, and she asked if we would possibly be able to collect the urine sample so she could bring it to the doctor.
Wow. I mean, that's thoughtful, right? I mean, you really are close and friends there, right?
I mean, I guess I'm flattered she was that comfortable with me to ask, but I said, no, we don't do that here.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Amazing.
That's a no. That's a hard no.
That's a no.
Hey, it's Hannah and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. I've been a teacher for like 27 years, a long time. So one of my first years of teaching in a local high school, I was directing all the musicals. And a mother was not happy with the part that her senior daughter had gotten. So she stalked my family. Literally said, I know where your kids go to school. And they were little at the time. Totally freaked me out. I went to the local police station. I had to go to her house and warn her. They wouldn't issue a restraining order yet, but that was the next step.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, lucky the kid was in the show at all because she was basically talentless. scary as heck. I'm telling you, it was horrible.
Hey, everybody gets to sing in the end of the year review. We all saw Dirty Dancing. Come on. Even her sister had a role.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what thing has a parent done to you as a teacher that has driven you crazy?
Well, I had a parent of one of my second graders. I will say this was years ago when I taught in Virginia, but her child got in a fight in the cafeteria, and so she got suspended, and the mother came in the office demanding a meeting because she paid our salaries. She owns that building because she paid taxes.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
that sounds like a defense that Raven would say. Right. I pay my taxes.
That's right. I do pay my taxes.
She was so unreasonable. The principal ended up having to have her escorted out of the building by the police.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's nuts. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Teachers, what is the most awkward or just plain dumb thing a parent has ever said to you? You can call or text. I mean, the calls just keep coming in, as they should. Teachers, the floor is all yours. Happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. 1-800-330-9999. I used to be a high school English teacher, and here's why I no longer am a high school English teacher. It wasn't the kids. It was the parents. The parents drove me crazy. And I think for a lot of teachers, they love the kids. That's why they got into the profession. But it's hard to deal with all these parents, right?
Now that I'm older, like, I can definitely see, you know, in high school, you're running around and you think that all your teachers are dorks or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're one of those and you think that they're all crazy, but then you realize, like, how much stuff they put up with, how much stuff they let you get away with, how much they really shaped who you became as an adult after that.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Teachers, 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What is the craziest or just plain dumb thing a parent has ever said to you? I got a text and this made me laugh. One time I received an email from a parent who was complaining about something. She was going on and on and on. Her email was riddled with spelling errors, grammatical errors, and did not contain a single capital letter. She finished the email with, "I'm an English teacher, so I know what I'm talking about." The woman was an embarrassment to teachers of English. I kept the email as a souvenir to reread when I needed a good laugh.
It's like when you put your first dollar up on the wall of the diner or something like that. Frame it. Have it in your office, right? Just to remind you what it is that you're up against.
Side note, when we get really crazy emails from listeners that come every once in a while, I also keep them. And then I read them to my friends when we have wine. It's true. It's true. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the nuttiest thing you've ever had to deal with when it comes to parents?
Good morning. First time, long time. My name is Jericho, and I just want to say happy to be on this morning. I am a teacher, and I had an email go out to a failing student's parent, and the parent turned it around and said, "What can I do for the student?" And I said, "Absolutely. I'd love to work on the success." The parent took that email personally. The next email, I was copied along with her husband and basically said, "Can't wait to meet you in the parking lot after school."
Oh, they wanted to fight you.
Yeah, both.
What?
I said, "Well, I'd love to meet you in the parking lot after school with the police." I show up to the parking lot, and the mom comes out swinging, and the dad's ready, and the kid goes, whoa. No, that's the wrong teacher.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the barrel. But, yeah, Happy Teacher Appreciation Day.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that they didn't land a pun. How can you imagine it's the
My
wrong
gosh.
Teacher?
Right. Clearly, the teachers are the problem.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am. I've been a teacher for 26 years.
What is the nuttiest thing that you ever heard from a parent?
Let me tell you, I hate Teacher's Day. I hate pictures because you have those parents that be like, make sure he don't get dirty or she don't get dirty before the pictures. Make sure they smile, fix their hair. And when they're done with the pictures, can you change their clothes, please?
I will say from a parent's perspective, for some reason, they always take Hayden, my oldest, picture after lunch. And there is always food in her teeth. And I'm like, seriously? Like, nobody gave you a heads up?
just to remind you guys, you only got to take care of 28 children, not just one. And I know it's like, oh, Lord. And then they come back when they see the picture. Well, Daddy, smile. I don't want this pictures. I don't want this. This is bad. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't deal with pictures. I hate picture things.
Well, happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. We appreciate you every day.
You feel like there should be like a makeup artist or a cosmetologist, right? Like, that's not on the teacher. If anything, it's on the picture company.
They give that one comb, that budget comb.
Right. And if you hit your scalp with it, it hurts.
1-800-330-9999. Teachers, the floor is all yours. What is the nuttiest thing that a parent has ever said to you? National Teacher Appreciation Day, and that's why we're opening the floor to all teachers. This is your shot to vent because we know you've had a tough run this last year. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's not always the kids that are the problem. It's actually usually probably the adults, the parents that are involved. Checking our text line, I taught in early elementary and we didn't allow water bottles in the class. With the young ones, they spill it all the time and it's a distraction. I had one mom who was paranoid and overprotective. It got to the point where I had to call her in during the day if I put a Band-Aid on her daughter because if she got a paper cut. Anyway, she hated that her child had a drink from cups or the water fountain, and she made the pediatrician write me a letter allowing her to drink water freely in the room from a water bottle. Oh, boy. When
Man.
They show up with the letter from the doctor,
right.
You know, to exempt. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am.
What's the craziest thing you've had to deal with when it comes to parents?
Well, I had to choose between two, but the problem was I had one parent who yelled at me because I didn't fail his daughter.
So wait a minute. He wanted you to fail his daughter for what reason?
He said that she couldn't be doing this good and he demanded my grading policy because I was giving too many extra at-home assignments that was allowing her to pass.
So basically he said, I know my daughter's dumb.
Right.
And you've made this workable for her and that's a problem for me.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thank you for the call. God bless you. Forget Happy Teacher Appreciation Day. Just may God bless you. Anna and Raven, what did you have to deal with when it comes to parents?
Well, I taught, this is about 25 years ago when I was younger, and I had a parent that just wanted to be the class parent and she could not hear no. And so she said to me, well, maybe if you were a mother, you would understand.
Good.
That hit hard.
First of all, nobody wants to be the room mom.
No, but some do. And if they want to be, like, it's a big problem.
But if they want to be the room mom, there's already screws loose.
Right.
Because you know that is a job that involves a lot of work.
Super intense. Yeah, high maintenance parent.
Absolutely. I could pick her in a lineup. I already know what she's wearing, to
right.
be honest.
She brings the cupcakes, and you wonder, is there something in them?
Right. She knows exactly how to fold the napkins that the kids see. Thank you for the call, and thank you for being such a great teacher. We appreciate it. Anna and Raven, what did you have to deal with parents?
I was having many challenges with my high school students, and there was one student in particular that wasn't doing the work that was assigned. And so I called the parent after school one day and was speaking to the father. And he said to me, no, I don't work for you. You work for me.
It's a common thread when dealing with city workers sometimes when people lose it. Like, they'll say something like that. Like, I mean, I do pay my taxes, but I don't think I've ever said I pay your salary to anybody.
Teachers don't work for us. they don't.
Well, that person believes that they do.
Customer is always right. No, you're not. You're certainly not.
Sometimes the customer is a jerk.
To all the teachers out there that have been doing this for the last year and forever, all your hard work, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.